The personal stories expressed in this series reflect the true experiences and opinions of the guests and may not represent the official position of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Elder M. Russell Ballard of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles has said,
"There is hope for the addicted, and this hope comes through the atonement of the Lord Jesus Christ and by humbling oneself before God, pleading to be freed of the bondage of addiction and offering our whole soul to Him in fervent prayer. Priesthood leaders can help as those who have addiction seek counsel from them. Where necessary, they can refer them to qualified licensed counselors and LDS family services. The addiction recovery program adapted from the original 12 Steps of Alcoholics Anonymous is readily available through LDS Family Services."
In this series, you will hear actual meetings discussing each of the gospel principles of addiction recovery and healing. Addiction recovery meetings have strict guidelines of confidentiality and anonymity. These podcasts may seem contradictory to such standards. All the participants in these meetings are active participants in the addiction recovery program and have willingly volunteered to participate. Their experiences are genuine and not fabricated. These recordings were created with the express purpose of providing a way for individuals who are isolated from recovery groups to participate, as well as provide an example to church leaders and members of a typical meeting. In this portion of the addiction recovery meeting, you will listen to one member share his or her own personal experience with Step 3 of the addiction recovery program.
I'm Lindsay. I'm an addict. Step 3, the decision step, that was so hard for me to make a decision. And I think a lot of the reason was because when I first got sober and I originally got off the drugs, I still had a lot of self-hatred. I had a lot of doubt, a lot of insecurity. You know, I would look in the mirror and not recognize myself. Anything was a hard decision. You know, just what I was going to wear in the morning was hard for me. I did not know how to make any decisions. So to turn my will and my life over and to make that decision just seemed so overwhelming, so challenging, so impossible. So I got sober about 2.5 years ago originally and got off the drugs and all of that. And I started on my journey of recovery. And it was challenging. I kind of white-knuckled it for a long time. I didn't really work the program like I should or go to meetings, or I didn't reach out my hand to people, and I struggled really bad, and I did that for about a year, and I got married really early on in sobriety, like they, you know, suggest not to, and that relationship was really hard. I'm really grateful for that relationship today, that I had that experience, because it led me to Step 3, and to be able to finally get me down on my knees and to turn my will and my life over to my Heavenly Father. So I was in this relationship, and he actually continued to relapse, and he was using, and he had to go to treatment. And that was the hardest thing for me. I felt so alone when he went to treatment. That was harder than going to jail. It was harder than, you know, getting off the drugs. It was harder than anything. I felt so totally alone, desperate. I did not know what to do because he had kind of become my drug and my higher power at that point. And I remember after a visit in that treatment center, I was driving home in my car and I was on the phone with my friend and I was just telling her, I was expressing how alone I felt and I felt like nobody cared. You know, none of my friends were reaching out. They didn't do enough. They didn't do this or that. And I didn't understand why. And my friend just told me, "Well, Lindsay, I think we all care. We just don't know how to help you." And all of a sudden it clicked and I just got it. And I'm like, "You're right. You know, they do all love me, but they can't save me, you know, and neither can my husband at the time. Nobody could save me except for our Savior and the one who has the power and the grace and the capability and the strength to save me from myself." And so it was at that moment that I decided to turn my will and my life over to my Savior. And I remember it so clearly, and the weight was just lifted, and instantly, you know, I started getting blessing after blessing, and the freedom started coming from that, and I started seeing direction and purpose in my life, and I started loving myself, and needless to say, I'm not still in that relationship, but my life has become so much better, you know, and I know when I'm meant to be with somebody, the right person will come, and I'm okay to be alone today, which I could have never said like a year or two ago. So I am so grateful for that. Step 3 can be really overwhelming in the beginning, but I am so grateful for Step 3 today. A lot of it is just being in the moment for me. You know, we have to let go of our past, let go of the future, anxiety over the future. I really struggle with that. Every day I have to turn my will and my life over. I have to remind myself, you know, why I'm doing what I'm doing and ask the Lord for help. I have such a strong testimony of this program. It has given me not just, you know, a great life, but a brand new life full of meaning and purpose and direction. And I am so grateful for the life I have today. I got to take my first grader, my son. It was his first day of first grade today. And I got to take him to school. And I get so, like, I just think the moms that, you know, cry and talk about crying are so weird. And I just don't understand that. And sure enough, you know, I was sitting in the car ready to take him, and we decided to pray, which is something I never would have done a year or two ago. And the tears started coming, and I just knew that I was just, you know, so grateful to be where I was at that day, you know, and to be able to show up for my kids today and to be able to be in that experience, to be totally in the moment and to appreciate it and to be aware of it. What a blessing. I cried the whole way there and the whole way back, and it was amazing. And it's a direct result of this program. I have a testimony that the Lord lives and that He loves us so much, and He is just ready to help us and to guide us and to direct us. His plan for us is already there. He knows where we're going to go and what we need to do to get there. And I say these things humbly in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lindsay.
The full episode for Step 3 of the Addiction Recovery Program is also available on the Mormon Channel.